thine is the power. I am startled by an atomic explosion 250 times the power of the Hiroshima bomb. I am impressed when scientists develop instruments so powerful they can pick up the sound of galaxies in collision 270 million light years away. I am amazed to see a laser beam cut through a diamond as if it were paper. I marvel at the quiet power of a few drops of water, which, when frozen, can tear apart a brass valve a half dozen men cannot turn. But I am completely lost attempting to search out the power of God. I try to say it all by simply saying God, but to expect one word to explain his power is like looking out on the setting sun, exhausting in its beauty, its hundred hues glowing indescribably, cloud formations around it like the skill of a thousand masters expressed in one piece of art. Silhouettes before it cut with exactness and painted with ebony against the sun. And calling all this simply sunset. Who can express in a word, or even a thousand words, the magnitude and grandeur of the power of God? It is like putting a wet finger to a penlight battery and, by the sensation you feel, defining all the properties, potentiality, and powers of electricity. God has been known to bring giants to their knees, weeping like babies. God has been known to take corrupt minds and give them thoughts as pure as fresh fallen snowflakes. God has been known to take a home torn by strife and make it the sweetest place this side of heaven. God has been known to take crippled men who scrape the earth as they pull along their weakened torsos and stand them whole and healthy upon their feet. God has been known to take men rotten and ripe for hell and make them jewels in the kingdom of heaven. God has been known to displace hate with love, sorrow with joy, war with peace, ashes with fire. God can do all things possible. And Father, all things are possible with Thee.